Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arian Mack with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, former leader of the Clive Palmer Party and ore enthusiast Clive Palmer and his multi-million dollar vessel have been seen moored in the Brisbane River outside Howard Smith Wharves this morning ahead of river fire. Palmer visits the River City annually in his Italian-made $40 million yacht dubbed Australia that flies under the Maltese flag in order to watch the fireworks show, often in the best spot in the city. Last year, Palmer came under fire after his vessel was required to moor in the single best spot on the river after being too big to be allowed in the area set aside for recreational vessels.
But Jamala National Park in North Queensland has been handed back to Wani'at Traditional Owners after decades of long legal battles. The Wani'at people have also maintained 30,000 years of connection with the land. We'll work alongside Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services as Wani'at rangers and sharing knowledge for the care and management of the land. The National Park is one of Queensland's biggest ecotourism draws, bringing 20,000 people in each year, and its transfer to Traditional Owners was a process that began in 1994 and eventually started to come into this moment in 2020.
You may have felt its presence yesterday, but the El Niño weather event to the east coast of Australia has already begun breaking Bureau of Meteorology records and is expected to surpass all previous events. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts the El Niño will persist through to 2027 and will peak in late spring this year with the warmest observed conditions since reliable temperature recording began in the 1950s. Quote, "We have been looking at the rate of warming observed in the last 2 months, and it has been faster than any other event. Not only is it strong, but it has escalated rapidly," said Felicity Gamble, a senior climatologist at the BOM.
In international news, following recent attacks between the United States and Iran, American Vice President J.D. Vance has said the Iran conflict is not a war. The U.S.-Iran conflict escalated in the last week, the most since last July. The United States released airstrikes on Iranian targets, and in retaliation, Iran took a hit on America's Kuwait military base. Vance insisted the United States would not resume talks with Iran unless attacks on commercial ships ended. He proceeded saying that there was no active shooting, and that asking him when the conflict would end was similar to asking when Iranians would stop shooting at ships. "I think the reality is I don't know the answer to that question," says Vance.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is really sunny and very hot. Definitely a good, terrible day to be a cold beverage. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon.